Unit 10. Man and Animals.
Part 1. Preparation.
2. Discussion of Noah's Ark.
Directions. Listen to the story, Noah's Ark. Then discuss in groups the following question. If you were Noah, which animal would you not want to take with you? Why not?
Noah's Ark. Do you know the story of Noah's Ark? Noah lived a long, long time ago. He was a good man. God told Noah to build an ark and to gather his family and two of every animal, one female and one male, into the ark because it was going to rain and the world was going to be destroyed. So Noah gathered two of every animal, including snakes, elephants, giraffes, cows, and even skunks. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. After the rain stopped, the water dried up. 1 year later, Noah let the animals out of the ark. Some went to Africa, some to Asia, and some to Australia, Europe, and America. God promised never to destroy the earth again with water. And as a promise, God gave us the rainbow. Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer for each item.
Fear of spiders.
Why do you think people are afraid of tarantulas?
Well, I guess it's because people are afraid of all spiders, and tarantulas happen to be the biggest of all the spiders. And maybe it's also because some spiders really are very poisonous. In California, for example, living in most of the garages in California, you get black widow spiders, which are quite small, but they are certainly more dangerous than tarantulas.
But personally, you aren't afraid of tarantulas?
Well, I shouldn't be frightened of tarantulas, simply because I know that they aren't really dangerous. All they can do is give you a small bite, but it's not poisonous. And yet, I must say, I don't like to pick them up. But you see, some people keep pet mice and pet rabbits, and well, they can give you a much worse bite than a tarantula ever could. And yet, people aren't frightened of them.
Why do you think people are frightened of spiders?
I don't know. It's very strange. People are frightened of spiders, and they are frightened of snakes. And, well, obviously, some spiders and some snakes really are poisonous. But most snakes are harmless, and it's really strange that people are so frightened of spiders, because it's quite difficult to find a spider that's really dangerous.
Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the dialogue again to check your answer to exercise 1, and then discuss in pairs the following question. Which two of the following animals are you afraid of the most, and why?
Listening 2. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the dialogue and answer the following questions.
Choosing a pet.
Good afternoon, madam. Can I help you?
Yes. I'm looking for a pet for my son. Can you suggest anything?
What kind of pet does he want? A traditional pet, a cat or a dog, or something unusual?
Well, he'd like a snake or a crocodile, but he isn't going to get one.
We've got a nice Alsatian dog at the moment.
An Alsatian? Did you say an Alsatian? Oh, no. I've read about them in the paper. They're very big and savage.
Oh, no, madam. They aren't as savage as some dogs.
Really?
Oh, yes. Last week we had a small dog. It was only as big as your handbag, but it was as savage as a tiger. It bit me 3 times.
Perhaps not a dog, then.
How about a cat?
A cat? They aren't as friendly as dogs, are they?
No, but they don't eat as much as dogs either. And they're very clean. They wash themselves every day. Or how about a bird? A parrot or a budgie? We have both.
Yes, but budgies don't need as much space as parrots, do they?
That's true. Budgies are very popular because they are so easy to keep.
Yes, but they're a bit noisy, aren't they? I want a quiet pet.
A quiet pet? Well, how about a goldfish? There's nothing as quiet as a goldfish.
1. For whom is the woman going to buy a pet? 2. According to the woman, what does the person want most as a pet? 3. What kind of pet does the woman say she wants at the end? 4. What do you think of the woman?
Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen again and fill in the table with the information you have learned from the dialogue.